بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear brothers and sisters in faith all around the world, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from series of Quran and Today's Life.
So far I've been discussing about different terms that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses as a translation of war in Holy Quran. And I told you that jihad is the only word that transferred a positive meaning for us. So let us go deeply to our topic, because so far these information, these things that we have been discussing with one another was kind of preliminary discussions and prerequisite ones. So jihad has got not only one meaning, but there's three types of jihad that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about. So jihad, one of them, and the first one, is the financial jihad. What does it mean? It means that, so there are sometimes a difficult situation in our life, and maybe, for example, we don't have that much, you know, financial support, and sometimes we are in need of money and helping. For example, we need help from other people. And so when other people help us, or when, for example, our neighbors, they think about our financial need and they help with that to figure out the problem. So this is a kind of try. This is a kind of effort that they make for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is something valuable for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls this help as a kind of jihad for the sake of him. So for example, take the example of, for example, building mosques, hospitals, or for example, helping the people who are sick in the hospitals. Or there are different examples of this.
How about the man, sorry to interrupt you, how about the husband or the father of house, mm-hmm. when he goes out for, you know, working to find money for a family, what do you call it? Is it a kind of jihad or not?
Exactly, of course. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is something valuable for him. So to just sit at home and saying and praying for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he, inshallah, in the future will give you money, no, this is not enough. So you have to, of course, move, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in accordance with your move and with your effort, will give you the finance and whatever you want.
So that's you mean if somebody goes for work and find to solve his financial problem to bring livelihood for the family is a kind of jihad?
Yeah, of
Allah,
course.
All
yes.
Right.
Yes. You just told me the word husband, so I remember in the story.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's
maybe
great.
This is, yes, something, of course, maybe a joke or something. I don't know whether
great.
It is real
Let
or unreal. Of course.
Let's enjoy.
That once, a husband who was, you know, working all his lifetime, you know, and collecting money over money and just making a huge amount of money for himself. But at the same time, he was of course, he was stingy. He didn't like his money to be paid for his own family even. So when he got older and older, and it was near somehow to for him to, of course, be dead, of course, I don't know, but...
To live this war.
Yes. So, he speaks with his wife, telling her that, so, now I'm going to die, for example, and I want all this amount of money to be buried with myself within my grave. And so because he insists on that, so she also accepts that. So when this husband died, and it was the funeral ceremony and whatever it was, so at the end of it, the wife remembered her own promise and said to the other, so stop please, I want to give this amount of money with him, just be buried with him, yes.
Yeah.
So the rest of the family, they were all completely surprised. So are you that much fool that you want to just bury this amount of money, huge amount of money with himself? So he cannot use that. What is the benefit for that? She smartly says that I just put all this amount of money in my own account, and I just wrote a check for him. So I will bury this check with him, he himself.
Fantastic.
So if he just, yes, cash the check or whatever.
She was too shrewd, yeah.
We will see that even this, this is a kind of sacrifice. This, you know, as a charity, giving your finest money and whatever you have.
So you mean do not be a stingy guy for your family is a kind of jihad.
Of course, at the same time, that's why Allah Subhanahu wa Taala said, "من الذي يغرض الله قرضا حسنا فيضاعفه له أضعافا كثيرة." That's why when a person just gives charity to the others for the sake of Allah Subhanahu wa Taala, Allah will give him back maybe times more than that in the hereafter. So we were discussing about different types of jihad. So it was the first type of it. The second type of it, which is also called the major jihad or jihad al-akbar, it's a kind of, you know, jihad with humankind or mankind, he himself or herself. So sometimes you have to fight with yourself within your life. So there are different situations.
To fight against your lust and desire.
Your lust and desires,
okay.
And whatever.
And concupiscence, yeah.
Yes. So it's been called as a great jihad. So we will see that even it is higher and more important than the other types of jihad. Even, again, I remember a story that a person, I'm sorry, just
no,
telling
it's
that
great.
A story.
Let us enjoy it.
That once a person in his dream, seeing his enemies coming toward him. So the first one, with no problem, he could defeat him. And the second one also, the third one. And when the last one, it was his turn to just come for the battle, of course. He saw that a really huge man and guy just coming to him, really powerful, and this time, yes, a monster, and this is something impossible for him to be defeated. So after, you know, starting battle and struggling with one another, fighting in the way of it, so he could just get the control of his hand and just bite, of course, his enemy's hand. Mm-hmm. And suddenly he just woke up from his dream and he saw that, oh, he's biting his own hand.
Oh.
Yes. So we will see that even that a great enemy of a man is he himself. That's why we will say Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala called this jihad is a kind of major jihad.
www.islam.com